The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Well, welcome everybody to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. This is the post show. We are coming to you live across the airwaves here at rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and various other platforms. And it's 11 p.m. on the East Coast. And we can now say with all certainty, we have a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And first and foremost, let me say this. I am glad they went with the name WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Let's start there. Second, your new World WWE Heavyweight Champion is the Viper, Randy Orton, who won sans interference. It was a clean victory.
To who? On who? No, I don't call that clean.
Nope, wait a minute. It was a clean victory.
You know what? I mean, we can agree to disagree on that, but honestly, look, this makes Cena look so bad. I'm sorry, this does. He basically fell off a ladder and hit his head on a fucking table, and that's how he lost. You basically made Cena look like a fucking idiot. Like, you made him look like a total pussy. I just told them this. This is the equivalent of you in fifth grade. You're about to fight this bully because you're tired of him giving you shit. The bully slips on the floor, you raise your hands in victory, and you won. You feel like you just won the fight. Like, that's bullshit. This is bullshit. This is such a I'm not even angry about Randy Orton winning. It's the way he won and the way this whole match went out. Like, seriously, this is a 24-minute ladder. This is a 24-minute TLC match. And at the end of it, we didn't get shit. We didn't get a damn thing. Like, this is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. Fucking, yo, this is atrocious. Without a doubt, I'm not saying this to talk out of my ass. This is the worst pay-per-view of 2013 for me. The worst pay-per-view of 2013 for me. We can talk, we can say TNA is shit as much as we want, but no pay-per-view that TNA ever spat out, no match that TNA ever spat out on any episode of Impact was worse than what the shit that WWE spat out at us today. It's bullshit.
They gave us 1 minute more than they did last pay-per-view.
Hold on. Let's first.
Fucking atrocious.
Wait a minute. First, let's start with Rage's venting unjustly.
What?
Okay, I'm going to start right there. First of all, Double A being joined by Surfer, Rage, and Tony C. And if you want to call in and join in on the discussion, 954-889-7268, Double A The Rant, all one word on Skype. So, let's figure this out. Let's start with the obvious. This pay-per-view certainly was lackluster. Well, can we all agree on that?
That's an understatement. Wait, but okay.
That's when you compare it to how much energy last year's TLC
match. Well, no, I'm talking about, forget about, I'm not comparing it to pay-per-views of the past. I'm comparing it as of, this is the final pay-per-view of 2013, and there was a lot of talk going into the event, given the circumstances. Yes or no? The pay-per-view was lackluster.
Yes.
Okay. Tony C? Okay. And we know what Rage said. Fine. Now, is what Rage said correct? Or I should say justified or unjustified? They are unjustified. And I'm going... Wait a minute. And I'm going to explain to you why. The pay-per-view, okay, the fact that you thought, and that most of us probably thought, something was going to happen, and it didn't.
True.
Okay?
True. Okay.
Means
I'll give you that.
Means that WWE has their finger on the pulse, and they know that if they are going to do something, and I forgot who it was that mentioned it. I think it was Surfer. They will now do it probably tomorrow night on Raw. Why do you say? To generate ratings and to build the numbers up on Monday night. Did WWE sacrifice the pay-per-view? Yes, they did. But they captivated the audience by making them tune in to watch a pay-per-view, knowing exactly what they were going to do. So WWE knew from the very beginning that they were probably going to... we're going to call this a swerve of a different degree. They knew that they were going to get the audience to watch based on all the hype going into the event. And they knew that they were not going to deliver on the hype. Why? Because they know if they don't deliver on the hype during the pay-per-view, they have to do some explaining the following night on Monday Night Raw. And boy, will they be explaining tomorrow night. And I guarantee you, you'll get your answers, all the answers to all your questions tomorrow night when Raw is live in, I believe it's Dallas, Texas.
Unless they're giving us a rematch. All you're going to get is the Randy Orton coronation ceremony, which is going to be interfered. And we've seen this already.
Now, here's what I think. Did WWE deliver on their promise? This is where Rage is unjustified. That somebody was going to walk out of that pay-per-view as a solo WWE World Heavyweight Champion. They delivered. And now we no longer have two world champions.
Okay.
WWE delivered on their promise. How they got there is completely their business. The fact that maybe we think it's lackluster and you think it's the worst decision of the year is a moot point. They told you they were going to do something, and they did it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not really...
The fact that you didn't enjoy it, Rage, is an opinion.
Okay.
And that's that's why, Rage, I ain't done yet. That's why your everything going into the thing, all your venting that you did those first 3 or 4 minutes of the show, completely unjustified. Because every bullet point going into the pay-per-view that WWE highlighted, they delivered on. Period. End of story. You can't debate that.
But are we satisfied?
We are satisfied in the sense that... We are satisfied in the sense of that we finally don't have two world champions. The storyline did not end in a big old cluster. Do you think that... I don't know what pay-per-view you watched, but I did not see a cluster.
Oh, God.
This, I didn't. I saw a clean victory.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Wait a minute. What constitutes a clean victory? No outside interference. They wrestled in a no disqualification match. The fact that handcuffs were used in the match is a non-point, and you got to remember that Cena took the rope off and still managed to climb the ladder. So the handcuffs, absolutely, you have to rule those out because they had no effect in the final outcome of the match.
Look, to me, I don't really care who won, but to me, this whole ladder match, we did not. Look, I'm really not even angry about I didn't get what I want, because when it comes down to WWE, we're never gonna get what, huh?
I said it wasn't that good of a match.
For a TLC match, this was a really terrible match. This was a really terrible TLC match. And look, the fact that nothing that I wanted to happen did happen, I'm not even furious at that. It's the fact that we were treated to a shit ending in a shit TLC match on an already shit pay-per-view.
You're wrong, Rage. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you were expecting the best ladder match in the history of WWE...
I was expecting
something.
Wait
a minute. Hold it. If you were expecting the best ladder match in the history of the WWE, then you are blind, my friend, because Randy Orton never competing in a match, and then the other opponent was John Cena.
Look, I'm not expecting the greatest TLC match.
You were not guaranteed a good match.
I was expecting something decent.
Well,
and we didn't get.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You got your hopes up.
This is bullshit.
You got your hopes up for the wrong reasons.
This is such bullshit.
I kind of fall in the middle of both of you guys. It did seem weak that being pulled off that ladder was enough to prevent Cena from fighting back.
Well, he fell into the table head first.
Yeah,
and that made him look like a. That made him.
But
look
you know what?
Like
but you know what? Wait a minute. Hold it. Then wouldn't the argument be that WWE could be straying away from the Super Cena persona?
Well, if they're doing that, this is a bad way to do it.
No, it's a great way to start.
Oh, God, no.
No, because what? Let me tell you something, Rage. Super Cena would have grabbed those titles with the rope attached to his wrist.
Actually, Super Cena would have broke the chain.
No,
Super
because
Cena
he was handcuffed
the
to
chain.
The ropes
would've.
Once
yeah,
before,
would've.
And he took the rope off.
He would have snapped that chain somehow.
He got a boo-boo and he lost a TLC match where both titles were on the line. That's weak. That is weak.
Yeah, both men took more punishment during the match than he took with that fall.
Cena got caved in the fucking head with a microphone, took ladder shots and chair shots and all of that, and he falls by basically getting a boo-boo. That's it.
I don't know, Rage. 954-889-7268. 954-889-7268. Double A the Rant, all one word on Skype if you want to chime in on this. A lot of people are listening to us live, and I don't know. I mean, I personally think that this was the best scenario for the WWE, so that the whole picture doesn't look. WWE has a habit of making things look ridiculous. And I think that this was the best case scenario in not making the whole thing look like a big mess. And I think now it's going to make things a lot easier for them to do something if they do it tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. Let me ask you this. So Orton is now the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Fine. Do you think that maybe with this, that was the antithesis, that the word, the right, I got the word on the tip of my tongue, but it's one of those words, you know, antithesis of Cena's had enough, Cena can't take it anymore, and Cena just turns on everybody. The authority, the WWE, the audience.
If you see it that way,
I'm hypothesizing right now.
So you're asking, would this be
the starting point for a Cena heel turn through a different channel?
You know what? If it is, then... You know what? If this is how it starts, then... I give it to them. I would give it to them. But, like, as it sits right now, like, I just don't see a heel turn. I don't see it. I really cannot see a heel turn after this. I would have clearly saw a heel turn had he maybe won the titles.
How could you say?
I don't know. I mean,
how could you? Okay, what if it was just John Cena winning cleanly? Nothing happened.
Then we're not going to get a heel turn. Simple. If he won cleanly, we would have not gotten a heel turn. Simple.
Okay, and what would he have done to turn heel? The same that Orton did to him? Chain him to the ropes?
No.
Then what?
Some interference.
Something. Some interference, a big old cluster, right? WWE avoided that today.
But it would have made sense. It would have just made some sort of sense. I don't know.
I don't personally... I personally don't think WWE is capable of doing the heel turns that they did at one time, like when Austin turned on The Rock at WrestleMania 17.
Mm-hmm.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Can't do it again. Can't replicate it. Hulk Hogan turning on WCW in 1996. Happened one time. Can never be replicated. I'm trying to think of other big heel turns that shock the wrestling world. Triple H turning on Shawn Michaels in 2002. Happened one time, you really can't capture that again. There are certain things that if you don't do it the right way, and this goes back to what we talked about during the Survivor Series post-show, or shortly thereafter, that they're running out of time. That if they don't turn Cena heel soon, the boat will have long since passed, and it's just going to not be relevant anymore. Now, do I think that there's a possibility that it could happen sooner than later? It's possible. Am I skeptical in the sense that WWE is just not going to do anything? Sure I am, as everybody should be. But I honestly think WWE's got it in the back of their head to turn Cena heel, and they're investigating all possible avenues in which would be the best way to do it.
And I hope so. I hope so, because I just...
And maybe they felt, they just weren't ready tonight.
I don't know. I hope, because right now, like, as it sits, after what I've just saw, like, I just cannot see a heel turn. Ever. Ever.
See, Rage, you haven't watched wrestling as long as we have.
I guess I haven't, because I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Because, let me tell you, I've seen some massive heel turns. Surfer's seen some massive heel turns. Tony C has seen some massive heel turns. Surfer still cries to this day when Larry Zbysko turned on Bruno. So, when it happens with Cena, believe me, WWE's going to strategically place it.
You gotta bring up such bad memories.
When WWE is ready to turn Cena, believe me, they are going to do it in the best possible opportunity that they feel is right. I think we are closer than ever to a Cena heel turn, even considering what happened tonight. That's just my opinion.
Boy, I hope.
All right, so how do we feel about the rest of the pay-per-view?
Well, the rest of the pay-per-view, a lot of these matches, the outcomes were not as expected. Well, you know what? We came pretty... We were dead on with a lot of the... a lot of the
right,
results.
Except for...
AJ.
Diva's match.
Yeah. Me too. AJ won her match. That doesn't mean she won't lose it Monday night on Raw, but she's not, you know...
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, because we're talking a lot about what could happen tomorrow night on Raw. So what are you expecting?
Because tomorrow night is the final live Raw of the year... Because the rest of the Raws for 2013 will be taped over the course of the next 5 days. Like, they're going to do Raw Monday, and then the next week's Raw on Tuesday. And then they're going to tape two back-to-back SmackDowns on Wednesday and Thursday. And I believe, I could be wrong, I believe they're going to tape a third Raw on Friday. But I'm not 100% sure about that. But as for... I don't. Now that I think about it, no, they're not taping on Friday. They're taping Monday through Thursday this week. So tomorrow night's the last live show of the year for the WWE. So if WWE wants to do any massive storylines, they got to do it tomorrow night. Otherwise, the next time they're going to be live will be Monday, January 6th in Baltimore. And... I think probably that's why they didn't do it.
So what really, are you really expecting tomorrow?
What am I expecting? I'm expecting not an explanation, more of a backlash from Orton's victory. I'm expecting comments from Cena. And I'm expecting some kind of connection between Orton winning, Cena losing, and the progression of the storyline going into the Royal Rumble, which then kicks off WrestleMania. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting some title changes tomorrow. I expect the Divas title to change hands, and I expect the tag team titles to change hands tomorrow. And, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's going to be a pretty normal Raw, but... but, yeah. Now, as for the rest of the card, it was, you know, the Brodus R-Truth match, silly. Kofi and The Miz, boring.
Oh, yeah.
The pay-per-view, it was far from a good pay-per-view.
It was phoned in.
It was phoned in. You could tell WWE was tired at this point. Listen, I've been phoning in the rant for the last couple of weeks, and I know I can hear it. You know, but it's the end of the year. I'm tired, and this and that. So WWE gets into that complacency at this time of the year, and we've talked about it, you know, that after the Survivor Series, forget it. Nothing good will happen.
Plus, they don't have to worry about no competition, so.
Exactly. So, I don't see how... You know? I don't see how anything else... I just don't see it, to be honest with you. Other than the explanation of, you know, the main event from TLC.
Oh, we're going to get the coronation. Well, everybody's going to stand up on a ramp.
Yeah, what? And...
It's going to be an interference from either Cena or somebody or Punk or somebody.
No, because they're probably going to have... They're probably going to have somebody, like, standing where at the midpoint of the ramp to the ring to, like, make sure nobody comes down.
Of course, everybody would jump on the shield.
Yeah, true.
Because their power is weakening.
We've got a picture.
Anybody post a video yet?
No, but we've got a picture of Randy Orton with Renee Young as the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
I don't care. I will look at... What is it? I would like to look at her thick thighs maybe once, but not tonight. No.
Where's the picture at?
It's on Twitter. Stephanie McMahon just tweeted it out.
I'm not in the mood for that shit.
Anyways, so... That's pretty much about it. I mean... The chat room is all a rage about the pay-per-view. They're trying to explain. They're also trying to figure it out, you know?
I'll tell you what kind of shocked me tonight, that AJ kind of retained her title. That did shock me.
That did shock me, and that was a good match. It was decent. It was decent. I don't know where the hell Tony C is. He called in, and then... He's just been on mute the whole time, but whatever. So, that's where we are. That's where we are.
Boy.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, we could real briefly run down the...
Can you hear me now, Double A?
Now we can hear you.
I was asking questions for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, we didn't hear a damn thing.
we didn't hear nothing. I'm sitting here thinking you probably...
I thought you guys had blackballed me.
No. Your thoughts.
But I was just asking, do you guys think we're gonna get a rematch at Mania? I mean, not Mania, but at the Rumble?
I don't know about the Royal Rumble.
I don't want to see a damn rematch at the Rumble. But then again,
I want to keep Cena out of the Rumble. That's why I'm asking that. I'm thinking he doesn't need to be in the Royal Rumble.
Well, you know what? That brings up a very good point. You know what? Tony C brings up a good point. Because the rumor of having John Cena and Hulk Hogan in a tag team match at WrestleMania definitely would have Cena not being in the main event. Therefore, unnecessarily would not have to compete in the Royal Rumble, right?
Maybe.
So in a way that does make sense. It's true.
But who's going to pay $70, $65 to see Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan in the main event?
I'm not. Yeah. I can't do
well,
it.
Well, you know what? I don't
Especially
know.
Especially when we know Randy Orton is going to win.
No, we don't know that. Now, wait a minute. One of the main events we heard, rumored, was Randy Orton and CM Punk. So, we'll have to see what happens. With that, we go to the phones. B-Megs, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are
you? What's going on, man?
Man, turn your mic down. Jeez. Jeez.
I think Orton just needed this more. I think that's why they did it.
He needed it more.
No, he didn't, yeah. Man.
He didn't need.
No.
He didn't need shit. Now, look, he didn't
rage condo.
I give John Cena a lot of flack, but he's humble. Cena's humble. Orton really believes his own bull, as Lee right. said. He really thinks he can beat he's better than the Triple H's, the Bret Harts, and the Hogan, and everybody else.
Well, there's nothing
he
wrong.
He really believes that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
No, you're supposed to think that way. But the thing that I noticed tonight was there was no reaction when he pulled that down, those belts down. There was no cheers,
exactly.
No,
because maybe the fans are starting to get smarter. The fans are starting to really get smart now.
At least you'd have got some kind of reaction if Cena had pulled it down. They didn't react to Randy Orton pulling it down.
Nope.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying, you can't put yourself. He's not even better than John Cena.
They've been trying to make Orton legitimate for years.
Cena's a booze.
And that's the only way to do it. There's no other way to do it. He's terrible. Cena's already been cemented. He's the greatest of this generation or whatever you want to call it.
If you can't
and get Orton stuff. Needed something. They had to do something to back up what they've been fucking booking for the last 10 years.
If you can't get a strong reaction, something's wrong. Really?
Well, no.
Because he's bad. He's terrible.
He's bad.
Listen, if they'd have booed, that'd be fine. You'd have been like, that's a reaction. They didn't react.
No one cares
what
about
is, so okay, so what is exactly. So what does that say about Randy Orton now? What does that say about
the
fans and Randy Orton now? What does that say now about the fans' reaction towards Randy Orton?
Maybe he loses
say it again.
He's Magnus.
Yeah, it's Magnus. Okay, fine.
Magnus
plays
no reaction.
Okay, but still, like, if you're telling me that when he pulled both of those titles down, and not even Randy Orton's demographic of mostly women didn't even screech for him.
Listen,
when he got nothing, like, what is that telling you now? He's fucking dull.
When you watch wrestling, right? You get that reaction from that front few rows when there's a
victory. Yeah.
Did you see that when he pulled down those?
Nothing. He didn't get shit. Nothing.
You see them jump out of these seats or anything like that?
Hell no. Nobody.
Down. You got more reaction when Vince came out.
Yeah, that is true.
Yep.
So that tells us point blank. Randy Orton is fucking terrible.
The three of us was talking, and we reacted more when Vince came out than pulling down. I mean, he's standing there, right, about to pull the thing down. Nobody gave a damn. Okay?
And that's my point.
You know what? Everybody was expecting Cena to jump up. That's what they wanted to see. They didn't get it. Fine. But you can get no reaction out of the man winning. Like, boo this motherfucker. Tell him he stinks.
Because he's ass. He's ass, and now the fans are starting to realize that he's ass.
That's something
he's horrible.
You could tell someone
they
something.
They realize what Cena was saying about him was true.
The fans, not only the real fans like us, not only the brainless children, and not only the women that, of course, like a hard... Everybody knows it now. Everybody's realized that that Orton is ass now. Listen,
when Orton came down to the ring faster than he's ever had in his entire career.
He knew he was going to win. Why would you take your time when you know you're about...
he did take his time going up that ladder, did he? Like, he hauled... No, look. Like, he hauled ass up that ladder, and when he was already at the top and he had his hands on the belt, like, he took his feet very top.
It takes 5 minutes to walk down to the ring. He took 30 seconds today.
Right.
Because he knew what time it was. He knew the 6 weeks.
It's atrocious.
That's how bad Randy Orton is.
Yeah. Then,
I'm about to win.
And then they cheated us out of another 5 minutes like they did last month. Like, what is up with that ending the pay-per-view 14, 15 minutes before the hour is up?
See, I'm always one that's against a pay-per-view ending 15 minutes early, but they didn't give a shit.
I'm just saying, Randy Orton...
If we're treated to a if this show is 3 hours long, just like WrestleMania is supposed to be 4 hours long, I don't want it ending at X45. I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Another thing, right?
So we're in the age of Orton again, huh?
No shit. Unless we get some type of swerve tomorrow, which I'm not expecting.
Why didn't Cena take off the cover and hit that motherfucker with the actual corner? He'd have knocked that motherfucker next week if he'd have did that.
All I was saying, Double A, is I seen Damian Sandow with my own eyes beat the brakes off John Cena with a freaking suitcase.
Hell yeah!
And still steps. And you mean to tell me he hit his head and he can't get up?
He got a boo-boo. He got John Cena. Widow John Cena got a widow boo-boo when he lost the fucking match. What does that say about Cena? Cena lost like a pussy. And the one moment he kept Mr. Super Cena home is the moment he looked his absolute worst.
Exactly. Now Super Cena would have been.
We all got a problem with Super Cena. We all do. But come on, you're telling me that you would take that ending over a regular over a Super Cena like ending? Come on, man.
If I'm Damian Sandow, I'm looking at Randy Orton out of the corner of my eye like, you son of a, like, yo, for real? He beat John Cena up for at least 15 minutes. I mean, strong.
Orton and Cena could have at least had a better match. It was terrible. The match itself was bad.
I mean, the match itself was terrible, but the ending be next. John Cena hits his head.
Was better than this shit. I said that, and I'm going to keep saying that, because it is. They overhyped that match, but at least it... Oh, God.
I thought Kofi and The Miz was actually pretty damn good tonight.
He hit his head on a table, right?
Widow John Cena got a widow boo-boo.
Now, Del Rio beat him with the chair, put the armbar on him, and everything.
He got his ass handed to him by Brock Lesnar.
So here's the thing, okay? And I was contemplating here while you guys talked for a little while. Here's the thing, all right? Last pay-per-view of the year, I know that doesn't justify anything. But the last pay-per-view of the WWE, or the WWE pay-per-view calendar, WWE felt the need to phone it in. They did just that. However, even though it was phoned in, this isn't ECW December to Dismember. This isn't Armageddon or... You know, or Vengeance.
Armageddon would have been better.
Well, exactly.
I don't know. Depends on which Armageddon.
the one with that fatal four-way ladder match? The one with the damn Inferno match with Kane and MVP? I'll take any Armageddon to this.
The one with JBL, Eddie Guerrero, Booker T.
Oh no, the six pack.
When Jeff Hardy won the WWE Championship, I'll take that over this.
The six pack challenge. That's the one, the six-pack. No, there was a six-pack Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, from 2000. The Armageddon from 2000.
This is the reason why they need to get rid of this of TLC. Like, get rid of this.
They really do.
Get rid of it.
Anyways.
Bring back Vengeance.
Anyways, listen. All right? Everything's going to be okay. Because, look, take a look at your watch and take a look at your calendar right now. Okay?
Okay. 11:38 on December 15th. Okay.
2013.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Hey, wait a minute. The sun will come up tomorrow. The next time WWE will be on pay-per-view, 7 weeks from tonight.
Oh, what a
January 26th, 2013 or 2014.
That is
take advantage of the fact that there's no pay-per-view in the WWE between now and then. Take solace in the fact that there's going to be a lot of downtime now between now and Christmas. You know, and I know, that tomorrow night, most of us will be the final wrestling show we'll watch of the year.
No, yeah. Not for me. Not for me. I still gotta watch TNA.
Well, that's up to you. That's your decision. But we all know that Monday the 23rd and Monday the 30th, those shows are taped, and we know they are not going to be very good.
Nope.
So we're in for a nice little break.
Hiatus.
Yes. So get ready, rest your wrestling minds, because
I got a bunch of DVDs.
Because you know we're gonna have some. I like, this is that time of the year you can rest your mind and just, you know, just think of other things, you know?
Look, like what? The NFL playoffs?
The NFL playoffs. Got some. The NHL Classic.
Oh, that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to the Winter Classic.
Or, you know, whatever. March.
And March Madness, damn right.
So the Super Bowl is coming up here in February. So just...
Yeah, in my city. In New York, my city.
Wintertime,
it's in my state.
So...
It's in my state.
Shut up.
I got something to you gotta think about. Went to the comic book store this week. WWE comic book sold out.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
I'm not calling him Super Cena.
I don't know every store. My store sold out.
Well.
Yeah, he lost that moniker tonight, Rage. You're not lying about that.
So this month, he's lost that.
Well, good. We wanted to lose that.
Crash and burn tonight.
That's the
thing. But I'm not going to... Okay, he lost it, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not... No. I would have rather a regular old Super Cena win. Or okay. I would have rather this than that. And I know I really don't really care about who won the match, period. I would rather that.
What's the chance Cena comes out and complains?
He's not going to complain. Not tonight. Not tomorrow.
Well, I mean, either he complains tomorrow or he doesn't complain at all.
I'm going to play you guys something, okay? Because I still don't think... I think we have to associate something with what happened tonight. Okay?
I'm saying, that would be him almost turning headed towards in the hell if he came out and made excuses and complained.
At this point, I don't want to be
dealing with The Rock.
I don't want to be teased anymore with this Cena heel turn. I'm tired of being teased. If you give it to me or you don't.
I want to take you back, okay? Let me take you back in time right now, okay? I'm going to take you back to, I believe, and I could be wrong, I'm going to take you back to September 15th, 1996. All right.
Uh-oh.
Columbia, South Carolina, I believe, is where this happened. Okay? This pretty much is what I suspect and feel should happen to John Cena. If not tomorrow, then in the near future. This is what happened September 15th, 1996, Columbia, South Carolina.
The Stinger is here. Let's hear what he has to say. I want a chance to explain something that happened last Monday night at Nitro. Last Monday night, I was on an airplane flying from LA to Atlanta.
You guys can't hear that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently that was a bust. hold on. Let's see. We're gonna try to make this work. Give me one second here.
I had to make sure my Skype didn't go out or something because I didn't hear Jack.
No, I don't know what happened. It's playing on my end. I hope they didn't change some game. Of the. I hope they really didn't change like settings or anything like that, because that would just be a damn tragedy. All right,
who won this game?
Here we go.
What game?
Hold on.
Here we go. Now, can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I want a chance to explain something that happened last Monday night at Nitro. Last Monday night. I was on an airplane flying from L.A. to Atlanta. When I got to Atlanta, I tuned in the TV to Nitro. And I thought I was watching a rerun. It was a very convincing film.
Why won't he look at the camera?
Often imitated, but never duplicated, though. And what else did I see? I saw people. I saw wrestlers. I saw commentators. And I saw best friends. Gout. The Stinger. That's right. Down at the Stinger.
I
know where he lives. I know where he works out. I'm going to go get it. So I said to myself, I'll just go into seclusion. I'll wait and see what happens on Saturday night. And I did Saturday night. And what did I see?
I hear it.
Suffer, mute yourself.
Doubt. Which brings me to Fall Brawl. I knew I had to get to Fall Brawl to get face to face with the total package to let him know that it wasn't me. And what I got out of that was, no, Sting, I don't believe you, Sting. Well, all I gotta say is, I have been mediator, I have been babysitter for Lex Luger. I've given him the benefit of the doubt about 1,000 times in the last 12 months.
Yeah. What's he getting to? I don't like the tone of this at all.
And I've carried the WCW banner. And I have given my blood, my sweat, and my tears for WCW.
I don't like where this is going.
So for all of those fans out there and all those wrestlers, and people that never doubted the Stinger, I'll stand by you if you stand by me. But for all of the people, all of the commentators, all of the wrestlers, and all of the best friends who did doubt me, you can stick it. From now on, I consider myself a free agent. But that doesn't mean that you won't see the Stinger. From time to time, I'm going to pop in when you least expect it.
And that was the end of that. And the culmination of that is what we're going to talk about next Sunday, right here on Rant EM Radio with our 30th anniversary Starcade special. Now, here's the thing. I believe John Cena.
We gonna get a Crow Cena?
No, we should get a Cena though that turns his back on everybody. Just
go up to the Raptors.
No.
I know Cena's gonna hang out under the ring.
Cena's not gonna go emo, okay?
He gonna stop wearing shorts. He gonna wear long pants.
We're gonna get something here, and a lot of people would chalk that up in the early days before Sting started helping out WCW. A lot of people felt Sting was joining the NWO.
He should have.
Yep.
I don't know if
he did for like a month
when he came out of that limo, but I don't know if that was the real Sting or the face Sting, and beat down. me and my friends cheered so bad. We thought that was the greatest thing to happen was Sting joining the NWO. And then they pulled that crap on us.
Right.
He joined the NWO for a month. The whole month of February and March. Well, 2 months.
I don't know if he joined.
Okay, but see, the way we saw it, all right, they had Hogan, they had the Outsiders, and they had the Big Show. Sting would have submitted their power in that company.
But the thing here is that, and here's Nixon saying he doesn't want to see an AJ Styles Cena. And no, here's the thing. AJ Styles...
That whole thing with AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ's storyline was very weak. It was poorly done. The only portion of the storyline that was done that was done well with AJ was when he left TNA with the world title. That's the only part. But even
in a rental car.
In a rental car. But only that part, you could even say that's a little bit of CM Punk. There's a little bit of Sting in there. There was a little bit of everybody in that one storyline.
The thing was, when Sting became Crow Sting, right? The thing we thought they was going to do with him, which they looked like it was headed that way, and then they stopped, was he was going to be one of these guys that just beat down everybody. Heel, face, it didn't matter.
Right.
That would have made Sting the strongest Sting he could have ever been, and they just went away for that.
Yeah.
How long did that angle go on for?
What, Sting's?
Before he actually showed where he stood at.
Well, Sting didn't talk for 18 months. Okay. And then he finally faced Hogan at Starrcade 97. That was in December. That was December 28th, 1997. So
he left the NWO the night of Uncensored 97.
The only person that I know that was one of these guys that beat down both face and heel like was Stone Cold. And that's what everybody liked about him.
Right.
And now, he had a chance to do that with Sting and dropped the ball on
him. Well, no, he jumped on, he attacked the Steiner brothers one time.
No, one Steiner brother. But other than that, it didn't really carry through where he was just coming, like, he didn't come down and beat on everybody.
Yeah. Well, the gist of it here is, and Lee says he did turn his back on WCW. He joined the Wolfpack, which, whatever.
Turned the Wolfpack.
Yeah, that was
just stupid. But anyways, he went from not doing anything and not talking for 18 months to being red and black and being beyond animated.
The funny thing, okay. Sting wasn't the greatest talker before he became the Crow, but at least he had some skills. It seemed like after he became the Crow and stopped talking, when he started talking again, he had just lost all mic skills and had not regained it. Even now with the Joker Sting, his mic skills ain't there.
No, of course not. Because Sting, I will say this, Sting was never great on the mic to begin with, but he could talk.
To make up for it.
Exactly, and you're right, he did lose a little bit of that, but I think a lot of that had to go along with the gimmick, with the persona, because he wasn't the surfer guy anymore.
Nope.
You know, but anyways.
He joined the NWO when Hollywood Hogan hugged him. And they embraced that night on Nitro. That was a moment. That is a historic moment.
When the old Sting talked, people got excited. They listened. It seemed like he was a bit skillful on the mic. I mean, yeah, he was covering what he could really say on the mic. He wasn't never Ric Flair or Dusty Rhodes, but at least, you know, he was engaging.
Yeah. All right, now real briefly, we're going to talk about what's going on here on the network. And with that, we play a promo. In 1997, it was the wrestling event the world was waiting for. And in 2013, the results are still being discussed. On Sunday, December 22nd at 6 p.m., we will be bringing you the biggest special ever done here on Rant Entertainment Media. And it's the Starrcade 30th Anniversary Special. Join us as we will be discussing the granddaddy of them all and talking about our favorite matches and moments from this truly iconic event. But in addition to that, we will be rebroadcasting in its entirety WCW Starrcade 1997. When it's over, we will finally put to bed who came out on top that night. Was it Sting or Hollywood Hogan? Tony C and Lee will go head-to-head as they try and figure out what really happened during the controversial ending to that match. All this and so much more on this huge special, and it's all live. So join us Sunday, December 22nd, beginning at 6 p.m. for the Starrcade 30th Anniversary Special, and it's all right here on RantEMRadio.com and TuneIn Radio. Next Sunday, it's going to be a big night. Ooh, here.
It's so, goosebumps when I heard that.
We even used the actual theme song and all. But anyways, so yes, definitely tune in next Sunday. It's going to be a special night here on the network. Tuesday night, The Rant live. Every Tuesday night usually, but this coming Tuesday will be the final broadcast of 2013 of The Rant. And we'll run down the week that was, or the year that was, and recap the news and the fallout from TLC. Maybe we'll go into a little bit more detail on the pay-per-view. Talk more about this championship situation from tonight. And hopefully, if something scandalous happens on Raw in Dallas tomorrow night, we can even talk about that. The Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night, including this coming Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here at RantAmRadio.com. The What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. Time yet to be determined for the next broadcast, since we're going to be on the air at 6 o'clock. But yes, they will be on the air next week. Friday night, special live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It'll be the first time they do a live episode here on the network. They're going to be talking about Starrcade 1989. Future Shock, so you definitely want to tune into that. Go to rantamradio.com, check out all the articles and everything that we've got posted there. The newest edition of the Chopping Block, we'll get Surfer's new article posted here soon, or not Surfer, Rage's article, and things of that nature. Go to iTunes and download all the shows, including the pre-show and then this program, the post-show. Ooh, any final thoughts? Because, I mean, kind of we were flat. We were left like a deflated, you know, like a balloon that is not completely out of air. So it's kind of floating like at half level.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This should have ended in a no contest.
No.
Yeah.
In a way, I'm just going to pose a question to wrestling fans. Just, after what you saw tonight, you really should sit down and just think about, as a wrestling fan, just where do you go from here?
Well, you always have your DVDs,
That's all I'm going to say. As a wrestling fan, just sit down and just have a nice, deep conversation with yourself and just ask yourself, just where do you go from here?
I don't know. I would just take advantage of the downtime.
And do take advantage of your downtime.
Get away.
Do that.
Get away from the wrestling right now. Believe me, it'll do you good.
Enjoy the holiday season.
Exactly. Enjoy the holiday season and things about that. And I will be discussing the move, for those of you that are wondering how that's coming along Tuesday night on The Rant. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage 4 weeks from tonight, Sunday, January 16th. For TNA Genesis. You know, we'll find out how that's going to pan out. Live from where, Tony C?
Orlando, Florida.
No, from Birmingham, Alabama. No, not Birmingham. Huntsville, Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama.
Home of beautiful Bobby Eaton, right?
That's right. That's where Lee is going to retire. Lee is going to retire in Huntsville.
Live from the Midnight Express
Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Still no after video posted anywhere?
No, there's no after video of anything. If there is,
that's it. That's all we got. That's all we got. That's all we got.
I've got a picture of Orton with both championships sitting down with McMahon in the office.
Yeah, I bet.
That's on Twitter, right?
That's on Twitter. Let's see. I'm going to see if we got any videos here, because I don't think we do, but, you know, there's always a possibility. We've got here, look back,
I don't appreciate how TNA is going
last
to
pay-per-view,
an old night.
Last pay-per-view, we got videos galore.
Yeah, we did, but this time we don't have anything. What do you say, Tony C, about TNA, though?
Who's posting these pictures, WWE?
I said I don't appreciate TNA sullying in an old Nitro arena like that.
Well, the question is, will they fill it? That's going to be the thing.
Of course they won't fill it.
Well, that's sad then. Anyways.
What are you talking about? They couldn't even fill the Hammerstein Ballroom if they wanted to.
They used to do TV all the time in Huntsville.
Yep.
They would tape.
The NWO
pro,
would come through there and...
And just run rough shot.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
anyways.
Shit.
They would turn on Jimmy, and the crowd would go wild.
Yeah. Anyways, it is time to... what about... real quick, we didn't talk about Brodus and his tantrum. And he, him just...
That's what we should have been in the first place.
Banishing the Funkadactyls and... wait a minute. We just got a tweet from Brodus. What timing? Ingrates... Backstabbed, betrayed by my jealous so-called team main event player. Gonna be all right, and truth and
can I be honest?
Best believe I'm tag you back.
I thought he was gonna say betrayed by bitches. I really thought he was gonna say that.
Why would he say something like that?
Because I don't know. I just thought he. I really thought he would. He would say that. But seriously, he should have been when he came in. He should have been this monster heel.
I don't know
right?
how to start this one.
Go ahead.
That's what we should have been in the first place.
They won.
If you got Brodus Clay about to turn the heel, what you're going to turn? From what that tweet sounded like, I don't think Tensai's turning heel, right?
Even now with Brodus Clay turning heel, it kind of seemed like a joke. Like nobody's going to believe he's going to start tearing through people.
Even if he's got that same terrible ass theme song.
I mean, he's
talking. And on the lighter side, he's
the main event player instead of planting people in the ring and you know, leaving bodies in
they
his
raid.
Ring.
Yeah.
All the brothers won in WWE tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that a shock? All the blacks won tonight.
I'm defeated.
Brodus Clay lost.
He's not black.
Not.
First of all,
he's
mulatto or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Light, bright, and 2 shades of being white.
Exactly.
All the darkies won.
Anyways,
all
listen.
The darkies
won. Exactly.
Listen. Okay. Before
this
we
is a victory for the blacks tonight. This
what is Brodus Clay's real name?
Brodus Clay's real name, I think it's Calvin.
Oh, wow.
Well, never mind. He is black.
That's like 8 Mile. That's like 8 Mile.
Brodus is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, George. Sorry, it's George. I don't know.
That's even better. That's like Papa Dot. Remember, his real name is Clarence or.
He gets the Brodus from the fact from Snoop Dogg, right? Because he used to be his bodyguard.
Yeah.
That's his last name. That's Snoop's last name.
Yeah.
That's so 8 Mile right there. My
all
God.
Right. Well, anyways. I wish everybody a good night, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night, where we will continue this discussion. And hopefully something interesting will happen on Tuesday. So, with that said, for everybody in the chat room, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening to us live on the feed, TuneIn Radio, and things of that nature. For B Megs, who called in and brought some a little bit of insight. For Surfer Tony C and Rage, who's upset and now probably won't sleep tonight, I'm Double A.
Can I say one thing, Double A? RIP, Super Cena.
Yeah.
You will dearly be missed.
Yeah. I'm Double A. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night. Have a good night, everybody.